This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listening to the Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Apparently, my DVD collection is not very good. Apparently, it's not very good. I gave Graceffo like a.
Gave you a caveat though.
Well, it could have been two, right? Like, so here's the deal. I've got a big bag here of. I mean, there's like 25 DVDs or so in this bag. There's another bag that's got. I want to say another 25, 30. And in the first bag, Graceffo, out of those 25, you took one. You took one DVD out of all of
one,
these.
Yeah, one, buddy.
So what did you take?
Fat guy in a little coat.
Oh, Tommy Boy. Okay. Yeah, there you go. See, Tommy Boy, great movie. Used to be on TV all the time. I still got it as a DVD, even when it was on Comedy Central, like every other day.
Fat guy in a little coat.
You want to hear something hilarious?
Yeah, sure.
It was on last night.
No way.
And I watched it.
And now you can watch
it. You want to hear something else hilarious?
Okay, yeah.
The only picture I have hanging in my apartment right now is an autographed poster of Tommy Boy by David Spade.
Really? How did you get that?
I bought it.
Okay.
I didn't meet David Spade somewhere.
Oh. You were just walking around with a poster in your back pocket just in case?
I did see Spade one night in a bar.
You did?
Here, yeah.
Did you say anything to him?
I wanted to, but I thought, I'm going to leave Spade alone because he was with like two younger blonde women. And I was like, man, I probably shouldn't bother this guy.
Yeah, that's not the time.
That's not the time.
On David
like, Spade probably just like did a set at the comedy club down the block where I was hanging out. And these two blonde women who are just like, you know, blonde women in their 20s.
Yes.
You know what they look like. Spade's hanging out with two of them, and he's like, he's just hanging out, having a couple beers. And I'm like, do I say something to Spade? Because I love him. He's like he's one of the few celebrities that I genuinely love. But I was like, you know what? I really can't. I really can't.
I get the same way.
I gotta leave him alone.
I look at all these guys. Like, I had a time where, for me, being a Philly guy, I had a point where I was in the same room as Brian Dawkins, which is being in the same room as Jesus Christ himself. Like, that is a massive deal to be in the same room as Brian Dawkins. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the guy, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to leave him be. He's probably getting approached by everybody. I'm just going to leave him alone. But David Spade, okay, so you like David Spade enough that you bought a poster of David Spade's signing for Tommy Boy.
It's a Tommy Boy poster with Spade. With Spade's autograph.
Okay.
Like, I would have loved to have had you know whose autograph, but, you know, that's not possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be floating around somewhere.
I'm not, you know, we're talking big money at that point.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
We're not doing that.
All right, so
look where I work.
So some of my other DVDs apparently not good enough. The Lord of the Rings trilogy is not good enough?
No, I'm good.
Oh, man, that's disappointing. That hurts our friendship. Office Space.
Oh, I might take that one. I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a classic, man. Okay, yeah, I mean, some of the, like Bruce Almighty, eh. You know, that was a...
Yeah, no, I'm good.
That was a teenage purchase. Mr. Deeds, eh, it's fine. Like,
I think I have Mr. Deeds already.
Oh, do you? Okay, there you go. So, yeah, like, there's some options here. We got a whole other bag. We'll see how it goes. But so far, it's been...
But
like,
again, I was telling you during the break that I thought I don't know if I have a copy of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Which is why I haven't taken that copy of Dumb and Dumber yet. Because it's been such a long time since I've looked through them, I don't know if I have it.
Yeah, well, that's
how
the
sad
point.
Is that?
Nobody uses DVDs anymore. Like, that's the thing. Nobody looks at them. Nobody watches them. So I'm like, all right, I'm just giving them away. But yeah, there you go. Good for me. So let's do this. Let's talk about Deshaun Watson for a minute, because you see this story going out through the whole week, and this is going to go on for months. By the way, I don't see any reason to believe that this is going to go away in the next couple of weeks here. Usually, like, if you've got a holdout, a lot of times the way it goes is, okay, guy's not happy. He takes a couple of weeks away. He shows some level of protest. They fine him if it really gets to that point. And eventually they come back, and they used to be able to forgive the fines. I don't think they can do that anymore. And you go and live your life. By the time you get to a week or two into the season, you forget the guy even held out to begin with, unless he's awful. And then you're like, well, he should have been at training camp. So when you're looking at a situation like this with a guy as high profile as Watson, which, by the way, I'll tell you where I'm at on Deshaun Watson a couple of years into his career. That's a Hall of Famer to me. Like, I think Deshaun Watson is stone cold amazing. And I would do basically anything to get that guy on my team. I mean, really, to hear that he is potentially available to me, and I mean, who am I kidding? My team's got Carson Wentz right now. What are we looking at? I would love to have Deshaun Watson. How can you not? Unless you are absolutely locked in. If you're a team that's got opportunities next year, like if you're the Colts and you've got a chance to either bring back Phillip Rivers or go all in on Deshaun Watson, you try to go in on Deshaun Watson. You have to. You just have to make the call. You at least have to get an idea of what the price really is, because he's that good. But again, he wants out. And part of the reason he wants out, he wanted a say in the general manager. Now, the question is as great as Deshaun Watson is, and if they want to give him that status as the franchise quarterback, again, as a guy that I think is a Hall of Fame talent, to say, hey, we want your input when it comes to the guy that we hire for GM, and then they don't ask him about it. One, I mean, that's just horrible. Like, it's such an easy thing to do. Don't promise things that you can't commit to, especially when it's something of that magnitude. You're talking about a guy that was blindsided when his best wide receiver, and maybe the best receiver in the league, got traded. So to do that just a year ago and then go, yeah, hey, buddy, we're sorry about that. Let's make it up to you. This is an even bigger decision. It's the general manager. Let's get you involved. And then you do it again? Like, is this Charlie Brown with Lucy picking up the football? What are we doing? How do you do that to Deshaun Watson? I don't understand what is going on down there. And I totally understand the frustration of Deshaun Watson, given all of that. But here's the other thing. How good is he at evaluating GMs? Like, I have no idea. You know? What does he really know? That's something I'm curious about. Like, do you really want a quarterback, and not even just Deshaun Watson, but really anybody. I mean, any quarterback across the league. How many guys should have the opportunity to have a real say? Like an actual, if it's close, you know, this guy is going to move the needle for us. He's going to drive who we pick. Do you give that kind of say to a quarterback? Is that the right thing to do? Is it only people that are just, you know, that elite tier, like Tom Brady and all those different things? Like, I don't know. But the idea of giving that kind of power is fascinating, because now you're getting into NBA territory. Like, this is NBA superstar kind of stuff. A guy who wants say in the biggest parts of the operation. He is their centerpiece. He doesn't get it. He wants out. That's what it looks like.
Just one thing that you brought up, and I couldn't join you on the air at the moment.
Yeah.
The fact that they are basically handing the keys to this guy as if he is some Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's Peyton Manning, or he's Tom Brady, or he's Joe Montana, That's the dumbest thing of all that they've done here. Why they're asking for his input, I have no idea. All they owe him is the check he gets on the 1st and the 15th when he's playing. That's all they owe him. They don't owe him an explanation on this or that. And I got news for Deshaun Watson. The Hopkins trade happened very early in the offseason. When did he sign the extension? Right before the season started. So he knew that this place was a clown show. He knew it already. But he still took their money. So if you take my money and you make a big deal out of, I'm going to live this great life and I've got all this money and I feel really good about it and, you know, I'm getting paid to play a sport I love and all these other things that go with being a multi-million dollar athlete in the world. If you take my money, don't turn around and say, I'm a clown show. You had every opportunity and you knew we were a clown show because we had just traded DeAndre Hopkins and it wasn't like Bill O'Brien was hanging around for much longer. Bill O'Brien was already there hanging out with you. So it's the point, like, the fact that you took your money and now he's, I'm going to run things my way. I want you to hire X. Like, we all know that him and Mahomes are tight. We all know this. It's already documented. We know it. It's fact. It's sealed. It's signed, sealed, done. He wanted Eric Bieniemy. Bieniemy's not on the list. That's why he's pouting now. That's the root of the issue. So you already knew this place was a clown show, and you turned around and took their money after they traded your best player. What are you complaining about? You took the money.
It's a good point.
It's your problem. It's your fault. You have to go fix it now.
Yeah, no.
Don't cry that you want to go somewhere else now.
And that's the other thing, too, that I find is so strange about this, and it happens all across the league. For whatever reason, it is almost impossible. Like, this never happens, except for situations where a team doesn't really want a guy, where a top-of-the-line quarterback hits the free agent market. Like, why not? I mean, honestly, like, why all of these guys feel such a responsibility.
Because everyone is afraid of what's going to happen to Dak Prescott happens to them. Everybody's afraid that if they play out 2 years on a franchise tag, the same thing that happened to Dak Prescott's going to happen to them. So they take the money. But if you're going to take the money, you can't complain on the other end that, you know, things are messed up here. You took the money. That was your prerogative.
It's so crazy, though, because, like, you look at this situation now. It's not just Deshaun Watson, who very publicly does not like you now, and you're going to maybe move him. We'll see where that all goes. But also, J.J. Watt doesn't like that organization either. I mean, he's talking about guys that don't play hard. He had talked about how they were a big mess when they fired their PR person. So everything in Houston is falling apart. I mean, those are the two most important players in that franchise. Watt for his history, and he's still a good player when he's healthy. And then, I mean, Deshaun Watson's everything. So here's the other issue now, is when you create this problem and allow this kind of mess, who signs there? If all money's equal, who goes to Houston?
Every former Patriot, because that's who they're going to pay.
Well, that is who they're going to pay. And it's all the guys that, by the way, New England won't want to pay.
Right.
And
they're
going to
do everything that everybody else does who hires New England people. They're going to pay New England people. They're going to hire a coach that's a New England person. And again, for the millionth time, the New England person that goes there is going to fail because they all fail.
Yeah. So,
like, weren't you just down this road? You just hired a New England person. Why are you doing this again?
I don't know. It's Easterby, that's why.
It's near a lock that they're going to hire some New England person that nobody knows about, or they have, like, some traces to New England, but they're somewhere else now, and this guy's going to fail. Like, come on. Like, what do we... Like, we all know it.
Well, that's the thing, and I think Watson knows that now, too. He took the money, and he was happy to do it, and now, a year in, he regrets it. And now he's going to be locked in for all these years, and he's trying to get out. Like, he made a mistake.
You know, all these guys who got, you know, cashed in on their paydays and went to the Detroit Lions because they were New England people, you're going to see the same thing in Houston now. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. Because, you know, everybody has this, you know, wizard effect on, like, they think, oh, if I bring this culture that, you know, is irreplaceable in one place, and I bring it here, oh, I could turn this into anything. Guess what? You don't have Tom Brady. You're not going to win football games because you simply do not have the best quarterback who's ever lived. So you can talk about culture all you want, and you can talk about, oh, we can have everybody just do their job, as the saying goes. Everybody just do their job. If you don't have the players, you're not going to win. Ask Matt Patricia. Ask Romeo Crennel as he's standing there on the sidelines this year watching this clown show. If you don't have the players, you're not going
to
win.
No, and they're not going to be getting players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.